You will see why I could not accept his suit. He was too churlish by half, and positively possessed of a foul temper. I should like to marry someone gracious and considerate, who treats me like a queen, or at the very least a princess. Surely that is not too much to ask.
From Eloise Bridgerton to her dear friend Penelope Featherington, sent by messenger after Eloise received her first proposal of marriage. By afternoon, Eloise was almost convinced that she had made a terrible mistake, and in truth, the sole reason she was only almost convinced was that the only thing she hated more than making mistakes was the admission thereof. So she was trying to maintain a proverbial stiff upper lip and forcing herself to pretend that this ghastly situation might all work itself out in the end. She had been left stunned, open-mouthed even, when Sir Philip had departed with barely more than an "enjoy your food," and then stalked out the door. She had travelled halfway across England, answering his invitation to come and visit, and he left her alone in the drawing-room a mere half-hour after she arrived. She hadn't expected him to fall in love at first sight and drop to his knees, professing his undying devotion, but she'd hoped for a little bit more than a curt "Who are you?" and "Enjoy your food." Or maybe she had expected him to fall in love at the first sight of her.